Today's shiur is a Masechta Ksuvos on Daf Chav Ches. We will begin with the Mishnah at the bottom of Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Begins the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav. Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav was a Kohen, and he lived at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, and he said, Hamoin Hazeh, which Rashi says is a Shvua. I swear by this Moin, two pshatim what Moin means, either it is a place of dwelling, a moin for the Shechinah. This refers to the Beis HaMikdash. That was the derech that they used to swear by the Beis HaMikdash. Or it refers, as the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis tells us, that there are seven heavens, and the fifth heaven is called moin. So he was swearing by that fifth heaven. Loi zaza yada mitoich yadi. My wife's hand did not go away from my hand. Misho shenichnesu oivdik chavim liyushalayim v'yad shiyatsu. From the time that the Goyim entered into Yerushalayim, and until they left, we were together all the time, and she was never misyached with a Goy, and therefore she is permitted lekohuna, and I can still remain married to her. Amru loy, so the Beis Din told him, ein adam meyed al atzmoy, that a person cannot testify for himself. The Shita explains, because ishtoi kegufoi, so by testifying on his wife, it was basically testifying on himself. And in these inyanim, the inyan of shvuya, they were machmer, that a person on himself is not believed, or because he does not want to divorce his wife. If she was nivala with a goy, she will become usher to her husband, which he doesn't want, so he has a self-interest and a gius, or even as the Gemara is going to tell us, that there's a possibility that they don't get divorced, except they are not miyached with each other, the husband and wife, but that is also something that he doesn't want to do. It's not a normal family life. Therefore, he has an gius, and ein adam meid al atzmoy, Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav was not believed that his wife did not have relations, was not raped by the Goyim that destroyed Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. Begins the Gemara. Tana, we have learned, V'afal pikein, even though the Chachamim prohibited Rav Zechariah ben Akatzav to live together, to have relations with his wife, but Yichad lo bayis v'chatzeri, he did not divorce her, he was permitted to segregate a house in his chatzer, except they made sure that they would never be miyachet together. Ukishihi yaitze, when she would go out, yaitze b'reish b'neir, she would go out at the head of her sons. And if Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav remained in the chatzer, she would leave at the head of the procession of her children. Ukishihi nichnasas, when she came in, nichnasas b'soif b'neir, she came in at the end of the line of her children. And the reason for this was so that they should not be together at one time in the chatzer without the children being there. Boy, Abaya had a question. Mahulas begrusha came. This setup, this arrangement that she remained married to Rabbi Zechariah ben Akatzav, but they were not permitted to be miyachid with each other, that was said by Shvuya. What is the halacha if a kohen would divorce his wife? She's a grushas atzmai. His own wife, who he divorces, is prohibited to the kohen. Can they also have such an arrangement? Do I say hosam hu b'shvuya kilu? Since the whole chumrah of Shvuya, to accept the fact that she was raped by the Goyim is a chumrah, and it's a chash to Rabbanan. They were makled to set up such an arrangement. They weren't afraid that the husband and wife would have relations. Aval hocha loy. But here, where we're dealing with a lav of the Torah, a kohen is usher and a grusha, so perhaps there we would not be lenient, and we would not allow such an arrangement. Perhaps there is no difference. Toshima, come in here. Tassani, we learned in Brisa. Hamagaresh es ishtoi. Here we're speaking about a grusha from a Yisrael. So the only avera on a Yisrael with a grusha is if she gets married to someone else, and then he's usher to be machzer grushasai mishanisas. Once she got married to someone else, even a Yisrael is prohibited to remarry his wife. If, for example, his wife becomes an amon or a grusha, so he has an avera to remarry her. So amagarish es ishtoi loisi nasei bishlu nasei. So she, if she gets married to someone else, she is not allowed to live in the same shchun, in the same neighborhood as her ex-husband, as Rashi says, the last Rashi and Amid, Lafisha Makira Birimizoisov, Ukritsoisov, Shemi Yavoyle De Aver, because she is familiar with her husband's winks and gestures, which other people don't understand. And through that, if they'll see each other, they may come to do illicit things, and therefore she should not live in the same shchuna as her ex-husband. Begins the Gemara on Daf Chav Ches Amid Aleph. Ve'im ha'ya kayin, but if he was a kayin, even if she did not get married, if he divorced her and she did not remarry to anybody else, loy sidar imay b'mavoy. Here there's already an aveira, even if she didn't get married, because she is the grushas atzmai of the kohen. So the halach is she should not live together with him in the same mavui. Now we have here a machlokas rishonim between Tosfos, top Tosfos, the Ramaskal v'mhoya kohen, and the Ran and the Rosh. Tosfos says that a mavui is larger than a shchuna. A shchuna, he brings a gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Aleph, is, as it says on the third line of Tosfos, Hainu Gimel Batim, is three houses. A mavui is much bigger. So according to Tosfos, when the problem is a Yisroel whose wife he divorced and she remarried, and now we are worried that they might do something wrong. We're speaking about her status right now is that of Eishes Ish. So it's an Isser Chomer. If it's an Isser Chomer, according to Tosfos, you need less of Archaka. So the halach is, she can't live in the same shkuna. And what is the same shkuna? Three batim. However, if it's a Kohen who divorced his wife and she didn't remarry, but he has an Isser Lav to marry a Grusha, and we're afraid that they will have relations which will be prohibited. So then, since Tosfos says, since it's an Isser Kal, it's only a Lav, it's not an Isser of Eishes, which is Chenek, therefore you need a bigger Harchok, and a Mavi, according to Tosfos, is bigger than a Shchuna. However, the Ran and the Rosh learn just the opposite. They learn that a Shchuna is bigger than a mavui, and they say, according to the chomer of the iser, you need more archok, and therefore, on Chavzayim of days, when we're speaking at the bottom of the Yom HaMagarshas, Ishtoi Yisrael, and she remarried, and that's a question of Eishes Ish, so an Eishes Ish, which is an iser chenek, an iser chomer, there you need a bigger archok, so there you need a shchuna, which according to the Ran and the Rosh, are bigger than a mavui, but im hayakayin, where the whole shash is of his own grusha and she didn't remarry, so then you don't need such archaka, all you need is a mavui. According to both shitas, if the woman, the ex-wife of the kayin, would remarry, then the status would change. According to Tosfos, now she becomes an Eishes Ish. So according to Tosfos, it's an Isser Chomer. If it's an Isser Chomer, all you'll need is that she shouldn't live in the same shchuna of three houses. According to the Ran and the Rosh, once she remarries the ex-wife of the Kayin, now it's an Isser Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish is Chomer. If it's Chomer, you need a shchuna, which is, according to them, larger than a Mavi. Rashi on the second line says, Avol Yisroel, Kol Zman Shaloyni, says Tidur B'Shchunasai. A Yisroel, our Gemara was speaking about a Yisroel whose wife remarried. But what happens if the wife did not remarry? Then they could live even in the same Shchuna. The Mishnah Lamelech says, it would seem from Rashi, that in the same Chatzar they cannot live. But at the end, the Mishnah Lamelech's Maskana is, that not only can they live in the same Shchuna, if the Yisroel's ex-wife did not remarry, they can even live together in the same chatzar. Continues the Gemara. If they were living, the Kohen and his ex-wife were living in a small village. Tosfos says not a kfar beinoni, but a kfar katan. There was a story that happened like that. And a kfar katan, the second Tosfos, the Ramaskar kfar katan, points out that bnei adam are not matsu there, and therefore it has to be bigger than usual. Since people are not matsu there, there's more chashash of yichud that will come to problems. And it continues the Gemara. Va'amru kfar katan nidun, our gears is kishchuna. A kfar katan has aloch of a shchuna. The bach is goyrus kemavui, and the bach again is goyrus in Tosfos. That kfar katan nidun, even though we have the divrei maskil, the second Tosfos kishchuna, the bach changes it to mavui. And this goes lishitasai, Tosfos lishitasai, and the run will be lishitasai. According to Tosfos, that a mavui is bigger than a shchuna. By a kfar katan, since people are not matsui, so therefore we say you need bigger than usual. So we're going to go to the bigger item, and that is, according to Tosfos, mavui, because mavui is bigger than a shchuna, which is only three batim. However, our gears in the Gemara will follow that of the run and the rush, that a kfar katan is a place where people are not matsui, and therefore a kfar katan has a halacha, you need more harchaka, and therefore it has a halacha of a shchuna, and therefore the harchaka will have to be a greater amount, which is a shchuna, according to them, is greater than a mavui. Now the run brings from Rabbi Yaakov Morlinish that this isser, that a kohen, for example, cannot live with his wife, the grusha, in a mavui, is only a mavui that is sasum. So there are not many people who go down this lane because they come to a dead end. However, if you have a mavi mefulish, which goes from one rishus aram to the other, so then a lot of people make a shortcut and they want to go from one major street to the other. They go through this lane. So there's a lot of people matsu there. And memel over there, the kohen would not have to be separated from his wife in that mavi. Since there are so many people that are coming there, we're not worried about yichud, then there would not be the halacha of leisidur imoy b'mavi. Continues the Gemara, mi nitcha b'fnei mi, if they can't live together, either in the same shchun or the same mavi, whatever the case may be, but who has to move out? Does the wife have to move out, or does the husband have to move out? Toshma, come in here, it's Sanya. We learned in a braisa, he nitches mi panav, she has to leave in front of him. He stays and she goes. The reason we'll see soon in the Gemara. Ve'ein hu nitcha mipanan. He is not pushed away in front of her. He remains, she goes. The Ritva asked the obvious question, why did the Brisa have to repeat the second phrase? The second phrase is saying exactly what the first phrase says, which is she is pushed away from him. He remains. Why did it have to repeat? Ve'ein hu nitcha mipanan. The Ritva answers that even if it means that by her leaving, she's not going to have to, based on the circumstances, move far away. If he would leave, it would be a short distance. Still, we're adamant, the Braisa reiterates, Ve'ein hu nitcha mipanan. He never has to move, even if it's only a short distance. She is the one that's going to have to move, even if it's a long distance. Continues the Braisa. Vim hoysa chatzer shalah. What happens if she owns the chatzer? Then hu nitcha mipanan. Then he, einich nami, has to leave and she remains. Ibor Ludigamor had a question. Hoysa chatzer shoshneim out. As the Ritva explains, what happens if they had two houses in one chatzer? They both own their respective houses in that chatzer. Now who has to move? Toshima, come in here. He nitches mipanav. We learned that she is sent away in front of him. B'mayaskin, what's the case? Elamim b'chatzer shalai, if he owns the chatzer, so pshita. If he owns the chatzer and she doesn't, then why should he move? Of course she moves. Ella ve'ella b'chatzer shalai. You have to say it speaking about she owns the chatzer. And then what are you telling me? That there's a chiddush that she has to move out even though she owns it? That's not true. Vatanya, we learned in the Braisa. Im hoysa chatzer shalai, if it belongs to her and not to him, then in fact the halacha is not like that. The halacha is hu nitcha mipanav, that he has to leave. El Lavke Agavna, must be that's a chatzer shoshneim. They both own houses in this chatzer. And the halacha is that she gets pushed away from him. He remains. Chor, you have a raya to your shayla. The Gemara says, no, maybe it's no proof. It's no proof when they both own houses. Dilma, the Ogre Meger. Maybe it's speaking about that they're both renting. And renting, the Shita says, would not be a proof. The Shita says, b'shem the Shita Yishana, that's no proof from renting to owning. Because by renting, since she's renting now, so we say, okay, instead of renting here, she'll rent elsewhere. However, when she owns a house, and now, even though she owns a house, we're forcing her out, and she's going to have to try to buy another property, she's going to have to try to rent. So in such a situation, there's a pigam in the aspect of kol kvoda basmal panima. There's an Indian of tznius, and to force her out of the house that she owns, to go into the street and have to scrounge around to try to find a place to live, that is a chesoron in her tznius, and therefore it would be no raya from renting to owning. Perhaps by owning, the din would be different, that he would be pushed away from in front of her. My havi Allah, what in fact is the halacha nageya this shayla, when they're both owning houses in the same chatzar, tashma, come in here, there's a pasuk in Yishai, perikov beis pasuk Zayin, where Hashem is punishing Klal Yisrael and says, the Navi says, hinei Hashem mitaltelcha taltelagavar, Hashem is going to make you move. The moving of a man, we're translating the word gever here as a man, the Amar Rav, taltuli degavar kashem itza. And when a man has to move away from its place, it's more difficult than a woman. A woman can adjust easier than a man, and therefore, here where it's a shiloh, where they both own the houses of this chutzner, who has to move, we say, in fact, the woman will have to move because it's easier for her to move than for a man. Taltalad of the gever, of the man, is kasha than that of the woman. Tana Rabban, our Chacham have taught, Lava, he menu bin nechseviyo. If the husband, while he was married to her, had borrowed money of the Nichse Malug, where she owns the Karen, and he gets the Paris, and he had lent money from the Nichse Malug, and then he got divorced, and now he has to repay her, and who had then, it would be any other chov, for example, the Ksuba. Except usually the ksuba is paid right by the time of the get. Here, they already had a get, and there was still a choiv, so that's why the Bryson makes the case by Nichse Malug. So the din is, we don't want them to have connections with each other. Ein in nifras, ela yidei acher. So in this case, Rashi says it's speaking about a koyin, and we don't want him to have relations with his ex-wife, the Grusha, because he's prohibited to her. And therefore, there has to be an intermediary to pay the loan of the husband to the wife. Amar Rav Sheish said, Rav Sheish, v'yosel kaman ladina, if they would come in front of us in Bezdin, loim is dakin lehu. We wouldn't take care of them. We would send them away because they're doing something wrong. They're coming without an intermediary. Rav Papa Amar, we would even do worse. Shmutim mishamtin lehu. We would put them in cherim. For having a relationship here without any intermediary. Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua Amar Negude Nami Min Nagdinalu. We would give them Malkus as well. The Bach takes out the word Nami. According to the Bach, we would not give them also Malkus. We would give them Malkus. However, Tosfos has the Girsa. Tosfos says that he feels the Girsa should be, that we should have Nami, because that's what it seems it would come out from Tosfos, because Tosfos understands that each mandiomer here is worse, harder in punishment than the one before. The first one said, we don't take care of them. The second one said, we put them in cherub. Now, the third one, if you say they only get Malkus, Tosfos proves from Gemara that Malkus is less of a punishment than cherub. So how would Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua being more machmer than the previous shitas? The answer, says Tosfos, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua must mean that we do both. I'm not sure if Tosfos had the Girsa Nami, because in his Divrei Maskil there is not the word Nami, but Tosfos says certainly that's what he meant when he said, if we added the word Nami, it would be crystal clear that he's doing it as well. But even without the word Nami, Tosfos says that that's what he meant, that not only Chayrim, I'm being more Machmer, even Malkus, but to say that he meant only Malkus, it would come out that he's not being more Machmer than the previous sheet. And Tosfos says it's going in an ascending level of Chumrah, and therefore we should say that not only do you get the Chayrim, but you would also get Malkus as well. Amar Rav Nachman, Tana Bava Rabasi, we learned in Bava Rabasi, which Rashi says is a Mesechta, which we call Smachas. This is one of the Mesechta Ktanais. It says there, Bamed Vor Mamurim, when do they have to have an intermediary? If the Kohen and his wife got divorced after marriage, Avol Kishin is Garshom and Erisin. But if they got divorced after the Erisin, Nifrasai the Atzvah, then she could pay. The man could go over to the woman and pay her directly. Why? Shainly by gospel. He's not so familiar with her. He didn't get married to her. And therefore, we're not worried that anything bad will happen if there is no mediator and he pays her directly. The Gemara relates a story. How who Oris Varusasa? There was an Oris and his Arusa. So they weren't fully married and they became divorced. They came in front of Rava. Yosef Rav Adabar Maskamei, Uki Rava Shulcha Ben Tara. So Rava made an intermediary between them. Amar Rav Adabar Maskamei, Amar Rav Nachman, Tana Bavel Rabasi. So Rav Adabar Maskamei had a question, and he said, Rav Nachman said it was taught in Av Rabasi that Mina Erison, you don't need an intermediary. So why here are you requiring an intermediary? Amalei, he responded, Kochazin and Kogais about Dori. I see that they're very familiar with each other, and therefore I felt it was prudent that we should, even though they're only as Oris and Arusu, we should put an intermediary in between. Ikid the Amri, some say the story was different. Loy Ukri Rava Shlich Bentar. Rava did not place a Shlich between them. Armalei Ravada Bermasana Nekamar Shlich Bentar. Why don't you put an intermediary to make sure that nothing bad happens? Armalei, he responded, V'amar Rav Nachman Tana Bava Rabasi, and Av Rabasi says, Mina Erison, which this was, you don't need an intermediary. Amar Lei, so Rav Adabar Masana responded, Hani Mili Hechad Leigais about Dari. When does Av Rabasi say that you don't need a go-between? That's only when they're not familiar with each other. Aval Hani, the Kochazina, Ludigais about Dari. I saw this couple, this Oris and Arusa, even though they were divorced, there was a familiarity between them, and I was afraid that they could come to an Aveira, and therefore, I was suggesting that you should have an intermediary here, even though they are an Oris and Arusa, but apparently there was a case here that he's a Kayan as well, and something bad could come out if he would get too intimate with his ex-wife. Continues the Mishnah. The following are permitted to testify when they become over bar mitzvah, what they saw when they were young. Now, some of them we'll see in the Rishayim. Some of these cases, the person is permitted himself to be made, if it's only issue midrabbanan. And in other cases, he must have another bona fide aid with him, but then even though he's a gadol now, but he's telling over Bezdin something that he saw when he was a katan, it will help, but he does need an acher with him. Begins the mission of the first case. Neman adam loymer zeksav yadoi shel abba. A person is believed to say, this is the handwriting of my father. We're referring here to kiyum of a shtar. Even though his father died, as Rashi says, when he was a katan, as we'll see in the Gemara, since Kim Shtoris is only made a Rabbanan, the Rabbanan believed him here, but this will be one of the cases where he must have, since we're using it for a Shtar, Kim Shtoris, and that's going to extract money from someone. So here we do require two Adim, but it's sufficient if he says, I remember my father's signature when I was a young boy, this was the signature. Vizek Ksavyad Shel Rebbe. This is the Ksavyad of my Rebbe. Vizek Ksavyad Shel Achi. This is the Ksavyad of my brother. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. Could he testify on any person or just a relative or a Rebbe? Machlokes Rishonim. And the Gemara is going to explain why we need these three cases to say that he's Neman on all three. Zachar Yisi Beplanish Yatsa Binuma Varesha Perua. He's also able to testify, Negea, what we learned at the beginning of this parak, that the woman was saying, I was married as a psula. And he can say, I remember when I was a child that this Kala went out with Yatsa Binuma. We had two pshatim in the Gemara before. Either it means she had a veil, or she had a chuppah. She had a round canopy of myrtles, of adasim, and or Varosha Perua, her hair was unbraided, and that was their minig. When the Kala went to the Chasna, they unbraided her hair to show that she is a Besula. So he is Neman. Again, the Rishonim say, the Ritva says, that this is only with another aid, because again, since this testimony is Negeya, 100 mana, that she's going to get not only 100 like an amana, but she's going to get 200. So it's Negeya additional money. So you must have here two Adim. But one of the two Adim could be someone who's saying a testimony of what happened when he was under Bar Mitzvah. The next case, Ushoya Ishponi, Yoitzumi Besa Sefer, Litboil Lechel B'Truma. I remember when I was going to Cheder, when I was going to day school, this other boy used to go out to the mikveh so that he could eat truma bitahara. And the Gemara is going to say it's only truma derabbanan. And that's why he is believed. Now here, Tosis explains that he's believed in Divrei Maskil Vahushiyesh Gadol Imoy. He's believed by himself because it's only truma derabbanan. We're a truma deraisa, as we're going to see on Amud Bey's Malami Truma Liyuchsin. By the mere fact that this person is eating truma, that would be a proof that he's a bonafide kohen, and then we would not be soimach on his testimony. We wouldn't. Taisa says we wouldn't even be soimach even if there was another gadol with him. Here you would have to have bonafide to aid him. But here where it's only truma derabbanan, and from truma derabbanan we'll see on Amud Beis which items are considered truma derabbanan. On truma derabbanan we're not ma'al yuchsin. So memela there he's believed, and here he's believed even without anybody else with him. The next, Ushaya Chalik Imanu Ala Gairit. And this other person, I remember when I was under Bar Mitzvah that he used to take Truma with us in the granary, in the threshing place. Again, by Truma Derabbanan. So he's believed by himself. V'amokam Azeh Beis HaPras. As we'll see on Amud Beis, Beis HaPras is an area which is a Tumah Derabbanan. He is believed to say, as Tosfos explains, on Amud Beis, Divrei Maskil Ushamokam Azeh Beis HaPras, third Tosfos on the Amud, V'lo Yoiser Ubolatar. He's trying to say that it extends up to a certain point. I remember it only extended up to this tree, whatever he testifies, and not further. So since it's only a Truma Derabbanan, he's believed by himself. He doesn't even need another witness to say that I remember as a youth, this is up to where this area, which is only Tomei Midrabbanan, extended to, and not beyond. The Adkana Yinuboin B'Shabbos, since we hold Chumen Derabbanan, the 2,000 Amos beyond the city, is Midrabbanan, the Gemara here holds, and therefore he's believed by himself that this is up to where we walked on Shabbos and not further. Aval Ein Adam Neman Lomader Choyel Aplani Makam Azeh, a person is not believed to say. I remember as a young child that this person had a right of way to go through the other person's field, because that's already a monetary right, and on that he's not believed. Or, Maimiru Mispet Choyel Aplani Makam Azeh, as Rashi explains, that he's not believed to testify that Reuven had in Shimon's field a place to make hespedim when he would go to a levaya, when they would take the mace, that he would be able to make a eulogy at that spot. Or Maimed, Rashi says, they had a minig that they would, coming back from the levaya, they would have seven times that they would sit down and stand up and sit down again. And he was saying, well, this was a spot where he had a right to do that, and he's not believed since it's a monetary schus. On that, we don't believe him. Begins the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua V'hushiyesh Gadol Imoy. In some of these cases, as the Ritva points out, by Ksav Yad is a Ksav Yad of my father, my brother, my Rebbe, and by Ksuba, that she was a Psula, then he needs another Gadol with him. But by Truma, or Beis HaPras, or Tchum, which are only Midrabbanan, and it's not Negei money, so over there, he's believed by himself and does not need a Gadol Imoy. That's how the Ritvor explains this Gemara. And now the Gemara says, Utsricha, we need all three cases in the Mishnah of the Ksav Yad, the father, the Rebbe, and the brother. The Yashmin and Aviv, if he would just tell me he's named by his father, I would say Mishum the Shchich Gabe, because he is very frequent by his father, and as a young child, he used to look at his father signing checks, documents, and he knows his father's signature, Avo Rabbi Lloyd. But maybe his Rebbe is not so frequent with his Rebbe. Maybe I would have thought he's not able to testify that this is my Rebbe's signature and be Mekayim the Shtar. V'yashmina Rebbe, Rabbi, if he would say that he is believed by his Rebbe, Mishum Dizlai Emes to the Rabbi. By his Rebbe, he has fear of his Rebbe, and therefore he's very serious when he's around his Rebbe, and whatever he sees in connection with his Rebbe makes a very strong impression on him because of the fear he has for his Rebbe. Aval Aviv, but by his father, where he doesn't have such Emesah. So I would say, Loi, that perhaps he's not believed. That's why it had to tell me that both cases, the father and the Rebbe. V'yesh min ha'natarat, anyone would tell me the father and the Rebbe, I would say, Aviv, the shchich gabei. Aviv, there's a mila that he's frequent by his father. He knows his father's signature. But Rabbi, this lame, said, by the Rebbe, he has fear, he's serious about it. And therefore, in both of those cases, he can be believed to say, I saw this when I was a young child. Avol achiv de leslei loy hava loy ha. By his brother, he's not so frequent by his brother. And he doesn't have so much fear for his brother. A maloy. I would say that there he's not believed. Kamash malan, that kiv and the kiv starts with Rabbanan. Since kiv starts with Amid Rabbanan, as Rashi brings the Gemara we had before in Daf Yud Ches, Amid Beis, the Rosh Lakish has said, Eidim achsum al shtar, nas kemish nechru adusim bebezdin. The Eidim usan al shtar, that itself is as if they had testified in Bezdin that these are valid signatures. So the whole requirement of kiyum shtaris, of making sure that a shtar is mekuyim, is only midrabbanan. Midraisa, it's not required. So since the whole obligation to validate a shtar with a separate validation process is only midrabbanan, heminu rabbanan midrabbanan, the rabbanan believed this gadol to say that I recognize my father or my Rebbe or my brother's signatures, because it's only Negei HaDerabbanan, so the Rabbanan believed them on it. The Rabbanan, as Rashi says, and they were not being oik or something here from the Torah, because the whole chiv of Kim Shtaris is only the Rabbanan. Then the Gemara continues to explain the next piece of the Mishnah. Zachara Yisi Beplani Shatzabi Numa Rosh Brua. I remember that this woman went out with her veil, or with her hair unbraided, uncovered. Why is he believed? My time, Akiva the Rav Nashim Sulis Nisais. Since most women marry when they are besulois, gili milsa ba'almahu. So really we have a roiv, and Bezdin paskins that most women are besulois. So he is just corroborating the validity of the psak of Bezdin. Bezdin would say that normally this woman probably she was a besula when she got married, and she's entitled to $200. All he's doing is saying, Bezdin, you're right. Exactly what you paskin, that's right. So since we're not being soimich on his edus, even though it's negeya money, it's negeya getting an extra 100 mana, but since Bezdin really is able to validate it by themselves based on the roiv, and he's only revealing that Bezdin is saying the right thing, therefore we do accept his testimony. But again, in this case, since it is Negei money, he has to have another bona fide witness with him, a gadol, who testifies that he saw it when he was a gadol. Continues the Gemara in the next piece of the Mishnah. This person used to go out from the yeshiva to be toivel, so he could be torti truma. What's the proof that he's a kayin? Maybe he was the evit of a kayin. More answers, Messiah and Rabbi Shimon Levi. This is a proof to Rabbi Shimon Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi, also Lord of Shilman as Avdei Torah. In other words, his testimony over here is not just based on the fact that he went to get Truma. It's based on the fact that a person cannot teach his Eved Torah. So he was saying two things. He was with me in the yeshiva. He was being taught Torah, and he went to the mikveh to become Torah and get the truma. So that's a sin. He couldn't have been an Eved, he was learning Torah. So it must be that he was a Kohen. Are you telling me that an Eved doesn't learn Torah? I'll prove to you from a Braisa that an Eved sometimes learns Torah also. Lova himen rabbi, if his Rebbe borrowed money from the Eved. So I would have thought that's a proof that he has been freed. Because if he was not free, the Rebbe doesn't have to borrow it from the Eved. Kol mashakana Eved kana rabbi. Whatever an Eved acquires belongs to his master. So he could have just taken it from his Eved. The fact that he borrowed it would seem to indicate that he had been freed prior to the loan. We say no. Oisha also rabbi has returned to Daf Chav Chesam and Beis Apotropos. His Rebbe made him an administrator, a guardian over property to buy and sell, which normally, if he wasn't a free man, the Rebbe wouldn't do. Oishi in the tefillin b'fnei Rabbi, or in front of his Rebbe, he put on tefillin. If he's an Eved, so he would be potter from tefillin, because an Eved's only chayv in mitzvahs like a woman. And a woman is potter in tefillin, because the mitzvah says she has man grama. Oishi kor shloisha psukim basic nesses, or he got an aliyah, and he read three psukim in the basic nesses. Harezeh lo yetzel cheiris. He should not go out, even though you have all these proofs that he seems to be a free man, but we say these are not 100% clear proofs, and he does not go out l'cheres. What do we see, meanwhile? That he said three psukim in the Beis HaKnesses, so he learns Torah. So how could you tell me on Amid Aleph that there's a proof that this person is a Kohen, because if he's an Eved, an Eved doesn't learn Torah? The more answers, Hasam de Ikri Eved Medaitoi. There he read in the Torah on his own free will. Sayinich nami, that's possible. But kikam rinan, when did we say that? When did Rabbi Shuben Levi say that Otsul Adam Shia Yilmeres Avdei Torah? That is the Kanoig Be Minik Bonim. He treated him like a child goes to cheder, a child goes to day school. He goes to yeshiva to learn Torah. So that, as the Ron explains, Rabbi Shuben Levi didn't want an Eved to learn Torah because people eventually would think, oh, he's another cheder yingle, and they would think that he's a regular Yisrael, and they would come to marry the Eved. So to make that separation, he was not sent to yeshiva. And if you see that based on the testimony of this person, he was in the yeshiva, then it must be that he was not an Eved. So then it's a good proof that he's a Kohen by the fact that he received the truma. We find that an Eved learns Torah, that's on his own. He went into the shul and read three psukim. But not that we treat him like a child and send him to cheder. Continues the Gemara, Litpo lechol b'truma, it said in the Mishnah that they are believed to say that he toivulti truma, what kind of truma? But truma de rabbanon, only truma de rabbanon. As we learned from Tosfos and Amud Aleph, it would be truma de raisa, he wouldn't be believed at all, even with somebody else. Since it's only truma de rabbanon, he's believed even by himself. What is truma de rabbanon? Says Rashi on the fourth line, if you're going trumas chutz loretz, truma in chutz loretz, oi peiris, min ha-Torah. The only halacha of truma is on the chamisha minei dogim, the five types of grain, or zeisim anavim, olives and grapes, or wine and oil. But other pears are only midrabbanan. On that truma midrabbanan, he is believed by himself to say, I remember as a young child that he used to go out to the mikveh to eat truma, and that would be a proof that he was able to eat truma midrabbanan, and we would not be mala him liyuchsin through that, and therefore we will accept his testimony that he was given truma midrabbanan. And he also split with us truma on the threshing floor. What's the proof? Maybe he was an eved of a kohen. How can we say that he's a kohen, that he should be able to accept from that truma? Maybe he's an eved of a kohen to none. The Gemara answers that our mission is teaching us command the armor, like the one who learns in Chalkin Truma Le'eved Alam Ken Rabbi Imoy. Since if you see one person getting truma, you will be malahim liyuchsin Therefore, they instituted in certain places that you do not give truma to an eved unless his rabbi is with him. So then, if somebody comes to say, oh, he's a kayin, we say, no, he was going with another kayin. And if he's going with another kayin, we have no proof. He might be an eved. So the fact that this young child said that he saw him by himself taking at the threshing place, that would be an indication that he is a kohen, because if he was an eved kohen, he wouldn't be able to do it by himself. He would have to do it with his rabbi. The sanya we learned in the brisa, and Rashi tells us what was the ratio of the brisa. If a kohanis, the endivir maskel hochi garsinian, a kohanis's child was mixed up with the child of a shifcha. So the question is, can they somehow receive truma? So the Tamna Kama says, as we continue in the Gemara, Ein Cholkin Truma Levet Alam Kein Rabbi Imoy. Divi Rabbi Yudas. Rabbi Yudas says that both children are allowed to go and get together, because then if one would only go, Rashi says, you could not give him, because as we learned in this country, they were malam mitruma liyachsin, and they would say that this person is a kohen, and we don't know if he's a kohen. So if they go together, then they can say that one of the people here is a kohanim, one is an eved, and therefore they can both get together. But and when we'll see two people together, so we're not going to be malam them liyachsin. So according to Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they can only get it together. However, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Yochlu Shi Yomer, Im Koyin Ani Tnuli Bishvil Atzmi, Vim Evet Koyin Ani Tnuli Bishvil Rabbi. Rabbi Yosi says, no, one of them can go himself, and he can say, give it to me Mamanavshach. Because if I'm a Koyin, give it to me on my own right. If I'm an Evet Koyin, give it to me on the right that an Evet Koyin can eat Truma as well. And as the Gemara continues, the reason Rabbi Yehuda requires that both of those children, who there's a suffix, which one is the kohen, have to go together, because there, if they would see a person getting truma, they would say, oh, he's a bona fide kohen. So therefore, they have to get it together to make sure that people are not going to say that they're for sure kohanim. When they see two people coming together, they're not going to say that these people are for sure kahanim. So in the place where, in Rabbi Yehuda, where they were malam mitruma liyachsin, you had to go together, and you wouldn't give an eved without his rabbi. The mekaymos Rabbi Yosi lo yayil malam mitruma liyachsin. In the place of Rabbi Yosi, they were not malam mitruma liyachsin, and therefore it wouldn't matter if one would go alone, because if one goes alone in his place, they were not malam, and say automatically he's a miyuchas kayin. And then, therefore, he can go and say Mamanavshach. If I am the Kayin, I deserve it because I'm the Kayin. If I'm the Eved Kayin, I deserve it also Eved Kayin. Are you worried that I'm an Eved Kayin, they're going to make me into a Kayin? You don't have to worry, because in the place of Rabbi Yosi, they were not Ma'alam Itrimal Yosef. So our Mishnah that says that if we, based on his testimony, we know that he used to take Truman the Garden, that proves that he's a Kayan. The question was, maybe he's an Eved Kayan. Teretz says, our mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that you never give an Eved without his Rav, because we're Malam Mitrim Liyachsin. So in fact, if you never give an Eved without his Rav, and here I see that one person went by himself to take a share of the Truma, that must be a proof that he is a legitimate Kayan. Tanya, we learned number Iser, I'm Rav Lazar. I never said testimony about someone that he's roy to accept truma. One time I did say the yedis, and based on my testimony, they made an eved into a koyin based on my testimony. Could they have made such a mistake based on the testimony of Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi, that I saw this person receiving truma, and that's why they said, oh, based on that, he is a kohen? As we find in the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin, Rashi brings down that the chamor of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair would not eat tevel, so if it's tzaddik's behema, nothing bad is eaten by the tzaddik's behemah. So if a takola doesn't come through the behemah of a tzaddik, tzaddikim atzim lekoshkein, could a takola come through a tzaddik? Could Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi's testimony actually have caused that an eved was made into a coin based on his receiving truma? The Gemara says, you're right. Elabikshu lahalas eved lekun alpi. What he really said was they wanted to be mali. Baruch Hashem, it was found out in the end that this person was an eved and he was not made into a kohen. But they were almost ready to be mala, an eved, to kohenah based on my mouth. And the Gemara now explains, how did this mistake in fact come about? The answer is because Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, chazov asri to Rabbi Yossi. He saw this taking place in the place of Rabbi Yossi. In the place of Rabbi Yossi, they used to give an eved without his master. Why? Because they were never mala mikunah liyuchsin. Mitrum liyuchsin. The ozel va'asid va'asid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi went to say in the locale of Rabbi Yehuda, oh, you know what? I saw that this person received truma. So in the place of Rabbi Yehuda, whenever somebody received truma, they would be mal liyuchsin. So the mistake, which almost happened with Baruch Hashem, did not happen. It almost happened because he saw it in one locale where they were not malam mitrum liyuchsin. He went to the other locale where they were, and he testified that he saw that this person received the truma without anybody with him, and it almost happened they were malam, and the last second they found out that he was an eved. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of our Mishnah. Usha hamokam hazeh beis haprasu. This place is a beis hapras, and he's believed to say up till here is the beis hapras, not further. My taima. Why is he believed? Because Beis HaPras to Rabbanan. Because the whole term of Beis HaPras is to Rabbanan. Let us learn the Rashi, Beis HaPras inside. HaChorish es HaKever, somebody plows over a grave. HaReza Oysa Beis HaPras. He makes the whole area around the Kever into a Beis HaPras. Me'a Amma, 100 Ammas around. Shekach Shiuru, the Chachamim were Mishire. That's how far the plow will have brought the bones of the dead person. And therefore, if you will walk through that, you're a kayin, you can become tamei. Vidilma noga oyheset hamahalach boy, as etzem kisoira, shematam v'magu masa. There's a tumma of touching a mace, there's a tumma of carrying a mace, and if while he's walking he would touch the bone, or he would kick it, that would be hesed, which is a kind of masa, and therefore the person would become tamei. There's no tuma deraisa here, because midaraisa we're not worried that the machresha dug so deep that it dug into a mace and scattered it over these 100 amas around the kever. That we're only worried on that midarabbanan. Let's see the Gemara further. The Amar Rav Yehuda, now the Gemara is going to prove, how do I know that Beis HaPras is only Midrabbanan? Because Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that if a person wants to walk through an area and make sure that he's not becoming tummy, what can he do? Minafeach Adam Beis HaPras, he can blow, as the Miri says, with bellows, and that will kick up any bones, any fragments of bones that might be there, and then he can walk through. And Rav Yehuda Bar Ami Mishmei Rav Yehuda Amar Beis HaPras Shen Nidash Tor. If it was trampled on by many people, it's also tor. Why, my taima? What is metavim magum masa? A bone that's as big as a barley. With so many people walking through that area, it's impossible that it didn't become pulverized and made less than a sara, which will not be metame. Or the Rishonim say, by stepping all over there, if there was something, even if it was as big as a barley, it would have been pushed away. And therefore, where this person goes, if he looks down and he sees nothing apparently is there, he's allowed to go there. So the fact that we're soimach on the blowing of the bellows or of the trampling of the people, that itself indicates that this whole tomb is only midrabbanan, and therefore the rabbanan were lenient here and accepted the blowing of the bellows, accepted the trampling of people, and therefore they also accepted the edus of this person. Because our case is a case where we don't know exactly where the kever was. We know it's in this field, but we don't know where if we know where the kever was, and now we're choshish that it was plowed over, then we give it 100 amas. But if we don't know where the kever was, then the whole field, even more than 100 amas, could possibly become Tomei. And he is telling us in his testimony that up till here was the base of pras, I remember from my youth, and not further. Since the whole Tumah is only Mid Rabbanan, we believe him by himself to testify what he remembers from his youth. Rashi points out, in Divri HaMaskel Min HaFeach on a base of pras, let's learn it inside, V'soymech Al Kach, She'im Yesh Etzem, if there would be a big enough bone that's as big as a barley, Re'u, he would see it. V'afagav D'ma'al, Rashi asks the question, why is it only your Tumah D'Rabbanan? It could be, there's a problem here of oil. And therefore, even if he wouldn't see the etzem, maybe he'd be tummy because he's walking on top. His body is a oil over the mace. Lo yechashinin. The ain etzem kasar matama boil. Etzem kasar is not matama boil. At the ikashedra, you need either the spine of the mace, oigul goilas, or the head, shlema, complete, oi roiv binyan, or roiv minyan, or most of the bones of the person's body, or most of the structure of the skeleton. That is when there is a tum of oil. So oil, Rashi says, is not negeya here. The only thing that's negeya is magomasa. And magomasa is matama with a barley by, since it's only a tum of the Rabbanan, we're soymach on the bellowing of the bellows and of the trampling, and therefore we're soymach on the testimony of this person that he remembers in his youth that it only went up to this certain place, because this whole tum is only a shash mid Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara to explain the Mishnah. Va'at kana yinu bon b'shabbos. Why is he believed on this testimony of his youth? Kesavet tum in the Rabbanan. Because our Tana holds, there is a sheet that holds Tumah is the Raisa, our Tana holds Tumah is the Rabbanan, and therefore he's believed. That's the next part of the Mishnah, my Taima. Since this is a monetary claim, we cannot take out money based on the testimony of this person who remembers it when he was a child. Tana Rabbanan, Naman Atinik Loimer, Kachom Eliyabo, the child is Naman to say, this is what my father told me, Mishpacha Zu Tahira, Mishpacha Zu Tameya, that this family is Tameya or it's Torah. The Gemara asks, Tahira Utmeya, Salkadatar. As Rashi explains, what shachas does a family have to Tum and Tahara? Ella, it means Mishpacha Zu Ksheiru, Mishpacha Zu Psula. This family is kosher to marry, and or this family is Pusul to marry. That's what we mean by Tum and Tahara, Ksheiru Psula. And also, he's Neman. When this daughter of that person married the other person, so there was a ktsasa. The Gemara is soon going to explain at the end of the Omid what ktsasa is and what we are believing this tonight to say. That if he says, I remember that I used to bring chala and matnas kahuna to that person, the kohen, if he did it himself, so we will trust his memory of a child. Avaloya de Achav, he says, I remember seeing somebody else do it, then we're worried that he has a fuzzy memory, and we will not believe him. Vikulon, and in all these cases, Imahoya Avikachavim, Vinizgair, if this Gadol is a Goy who became a Ger, now he's a Ger, and he's relating over something that he saw when he was a Goy, or Evet, Vinishtak, he was an Evet who became free, and among them did not believe, because we say that they don't remember accurately what they saw when they had seen it before they became a ger or before they were freed. Continues the Braisa, as we had in our Mishnah, they're not believed. Rabbi Yochanan Breikarmer, Nemanim, they are believed. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Breikar, hi. What is Rabbi Yochanan Breikar going on? If he's going on the last din that we just learned, that the Tanakhama said that he's not believed to say there was a derech in this place, and Rabbi Yochanan says, you are believed. Why are you believed? What's Rabbi Yochanan Breikar's shita? Afukim Amainu, he's extracting money. Over there, you need to have two solid edim. Even an achar imoy would not help. El Aresh must be going on the first part of the Braisa. We had learned the Kula. Im Hoyo Evid Chavim and Isgar. Evid Vinishtacher, Ein Nemanim. Rabbi Yochanan Breikar, Imer Nemanim. Now the Gemara wants to know, what is the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan Baruch and Tanna Kamma, whether a ger is believed to say what he saw when he was a goy, or a meshucher, a free man, is neman to testify on what he saw when he was an eved. Since he's testifying concerning a period of life when he was a goy, so we say, as a goy, he wasn't careful. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch suffer, kiven the dietly geure, since he became a ger. So at some point he was thinking about becoming a ger. So we say that since he was thinking at that time, even though he was a goy, to become a ger, so he's already serious about everything he's doing. He knows he's going to accept a very serious religion of Yahadus, and therefore he made a kudaik. Rabbi Yochanan Baruch says, even though he was a goy, he will be careful. He realizes he may later in life, when he's a Jew already, have to testify about this, so he'll be very careful. And the same thing, the Rishonim say, a Eved who becomes free, so usually before he becomes free, his master tells him that he is going to free him. And therefore, the same thing, he's already careful to see everything correctly, because he knows that when he becomes a meshucher, he may have to testify about it. And therefore, we say again, according to Rabbi Yochanan Baruch, that medik havadayik. My tzotza, what is this thing of tzotza that we said before, that the tinnik is neman to say that he saw a tzotza, the Tana Rabbanan, ketzek tzotza? How did the tzotza work? If one of the brothers of a family married a woman that was not proper to him, that he's possible to marry, for example, a mamzer to Yisrael or a chalola grusha to a kayin, boin b'nei mishpacha, so the rest of the family comes together, umevin chavis malei peres, they bring a barrel full of fruit, v'shoivin ayisop emtzer chavis, they break it in the middle of the street, v'oimrim, and they say, achenu beis Yisrael shimu, our brothers of Beis Yisrael, listen, Achinu Ploini Nasa Isha Shein Ergenesle. That brother over there married a woman that is not fit for him. That's possible to him. Umis Yoramanu, we are afraid Shemi Sarv Zarb Zarreda. Maybe our children get mixed up with his children. Boyu Kam Ukulachem Dugma Ladaris. As Rashi says, the last Rashi on the Amid, Ois Vesimen Zikoran Ladaris Abarim. Take a sample, an example, a sign. Let's do something to remind ourselves of in future generations. Shaloyis arvu zaroy bezareinu, continues the Gemara, that our children should not get mixed up, because his children are pasul, ours are kosher. Vizuhi ktsasa, this is the ktsasa, shatinik nemelahilov, that the child is trusted to say edus on when he becomes a gadol. And as the Orach explains, the word ktsasa comes from kutz, which means a shard. And as we learned, they broke the barrel. And bedafka, they used fruit, because fruit is sweet and children like fruit. And children have good memories of what happened in their childhood. So they'll remember it for a long time, something that had a dramatic effect on them. They'll remember for the rest of their lives. And therefore, we used to do this system so that it would be remembered by people for a long time. And even a tinnik, when he gets older, can testify, yes, I experienced a tzatza nageya that person, because he married someone who was pasul, and therefore his children are pasul as well, and they should not intermarry with the kosher people. For those who have finished the entire perek, hadron aloch ha'isha shenis armala, hadron aloch ha'isha shenis armala, hadron aloch ha'isha shenis armala.